CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
This is the new mafia.
Well, they are a crime family. Chivarella and Conahan, all by their lonesome selves, they indeed shape a crime family. In the old days, it was La Cosa Nostra. Maybe they'll call themselves the La Courthouse Nostra.
You're right. And you know,
anger fills the airwaves. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania explodes when people hear that men they elected and trusted to judge their children had profited off their incarceration.
All right, I'll play you the mom coming up here, too. Dom Giordano Show. That's the infamous kids for cash. These scumbags who put kids in situations, some of whom wildly disproportionate to what they have done. And Joe Biden lets them go. I'll tell you one nugget I found seeing all these pardons, particularly of the scumbag judge. And that is that some of this, the trigger was COVID. In other words, the trigger was the people they let out, quote, nonviolent during COVID. He was one of them. That seemed to, in their mind, trigger something. Oh, you get on the list now because it was COVID related. I want to know, not that I don't think he's a scumbag, too, but I do think there was a judicial wrong done here. What about Bill Cosby? Is Bill Cosby up for, would Joe Biden parole Bill Cosby? Well, he's about what? I don't know if he's 85, 86. He's blind, legally blind at least. He signed that agreement, as you know. We've had Bruce Castor on many times. Binding legal agreement. The judge didn't like, though, that the cause was calling out criminal elements in the black community. So he revoked everything. And we are where we are today. I don't want to do a whataboutism, but there's got to be more to this method, and I think Biden's going to pardon more people, including family members of one shape or another. And he's basically saying, and he's right, what the hell are you going to do about it? So we can't even have people that are exhibiting urgency, leadership on the drones over Jersey. I guess the issue of should we curtail the pardoning that would have to be done constitutionally, the pardoning power of presidents, or even take it away. Biden is making, as he does with everything else, he and his crime family, grabbing up everything, check the chinaware, the jewelry, and everything else in the White House when they leave. I'm sure they'll be backing the truck up. Here's the mom, Mrs. Fonzo, whose kid was apparently sent off to jail, as far as I remember this case. In a manner that was wildly out of proportion and ended up committing suicide. When I went back to take a look at it today, there were several kids that committed suicide in these settings. So what did this guy do that would have his sentence commuted? I gave you the COVID connection for some reason. But you know what the other side says in this? And it's the same thing they say to the officer killed over at Temple to his family. Well, is that going to bring your son back? Hey, mom, is that going to bring your son back? Because this guy's getting out of jail sooner. This is the insult on top of it with these people. This is what they engage in. And we heard all the time, isn't it a fair thing to say at this point that you have to be completely unreasonable not to get that Joe Biden was never a, quote, nice guy. Well, you know, Joe is a nice guy, even if you differ with him. He's never been that. He's been a political animal his whole entire creation, the whole family. And he's stupid on top of it. But the pardoning power. Here's the mom, Dan.
Actions. You need to be. Do you remember me? Do you remember me? Do you remember my son? An all-star wrestler? He's gone. He shot himself in the heart. You scumbag.
A heartbroken, really an outraged mother lashing out at former Judge Mark Civarella.
That was the other judge involved in it, Civarello, not the guy. I don't even have to say their name. Who cares what their names are? You get the plot here. This is Joe Biden striking again. Massive, the number of people that were sent out. Biden's approval rating, somehow or not, I just saw in a Fox poll, was 41%. Who are these 41% of morons in America? Based on what? All right, as far as the drone situation, we're going to have on the mayor of a Jersey town right in the center of the action. He's outraged at yesterday. And when they bring this John Kirby guy in, just the cockiness. He's the master dodger. Now, he's better than the French woman at being able to be deceptive, I guess, but it wasn't so good yesterday seeing Kirby trying to deceive us on this and to tell us, and Van Drew all week has been saying the same thing. How do they know we're not at risk when they say they don't know anything about this? But they know we're not at risk on this. They know that. And Homeland Security now trying to tell us, well, that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft. All right, let's say that half of them are. What about the others? The military people reporting these in those military areas in Jersey, they're saying these are drones. They're military. The Coast Guards, the various functions inland that are reporting this also, they've reported sightings. They're not wild-eyed people out there saying it. This is one of the most egregious cases we've seen of government saying, we don't care what you're saying. You're not going to do anything about it. And you know who one of the key players is here? Mayor Pete, who wants to run for president. Again, Mayor Pete, he's the head of the Department of Transportation, which intersects with the federal aviation. So a brilliant guy today, Chuck DeCaro. He is a guy who was a U.S. Air Force, later served with the 20th Special Forces Group Airborne, and he knows a lot about airplanes, helicopters, and the like. He writes at The Blaze today, this Chuck DeCaro. He says what we ought to do, that Governor Murphy has the power to do. He says that in the National Guard in New Jersey, they have these UH-60L Blackhawks, which have long-range fuel tanks, long-range. He says they ought to be in those spaces. They ought to attempt to follow, at least, these drones, find their landing place, or at least a trail toward it. They could then shoot them down if it's over terrain that is not, you know, extremely inhabited, or drop an A-22 cargo net over them, which would either catch it, disable it, or do something of that nature. Why in the world do we see this level of disinterest and arrogance? I would argue it's probably not a massive conspiracy or anything like that. It's just, it's the end of their time. It's just that they feel, why are we going to get involved in it? You know, what's the upside? We don't care. We'll just say anything in this. We'll just run out the clock. I don't know what the conspiracy would be with this. We've already been through this. It doesn't appear to be U.S. military. Almost no one is saying
it's aliens.
Well, if we're going to go down that path, then then they ought to admit that this appears to be outside anything normal, something like that.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. But I don't believe that's the case as much as we've seen it again and again and again. It's just that it's usually not this obvious that they're saying, what are you going to do about it? And I would tell you this, the media is already starting to get tired of this, except for talk radio here and Fox News. They're on to other things. I just don't see how you can go on. That's why we were calling Jeff Van Drew again today, because it's not resolved. This is still every bit as hot as it was the other day. And now you see people out there talking about shooting them down themselves. Can't do that. That's big trouble. See, the system will come after you if you do something. In addition to that, what we're seeing play out with these now, in addition to that impulse, is as it gets more tired, then the media just says, let's move away. Let's go on to the next shiny object. You would think, over this last week or so, there would be more clarity on this one way or the other, that something would break. There'd be some leverage on this, and there appears to be none. It appears to be we're still just going down this path. All right, let me give you the phone lines to get in today. Mark Squilla will be here, councilman in Philadelphia, at 1:30. Look, I like him. It's not going to be a dust-up. I just want you to hear someone publicly, because you know in Philadelphia, if the councilman, and it is in his district, doesn't go along with it, it's called council prerogative, then you can't do it. He went along with it pretty quickly. Doesn't it come down to this? They don't believe these people in Chinatown. They're telling them, hey, shut up. It's not going to affect you. So just stop. We don't care. It's not going to affect you. There's really what they're saying is, look, in their mind, there's a greater good here. We have people that want to do this that actually have clout in Philadelphia. You don't. So this isn't on the merits. It's not on anything like that. It's on one thing. Who are the groups that have power and who are those that don't? And to me, the argument I've been making is that they say all the time they don't want neighborhoods developed. That's gentrification, white people moving in and all that. You hear that constantly. Yet, when a minority group, isn't that the other thing involved in this? Asians are not really a minority group. Well, let's talk about that today. I'll ask Mark Squilla. They're not a minority group. They are white adjacent. If these were a true, in the minds of progressives, minority group, and they were against it this fiercely, you know what you would hear. Is any of the ownership of the Sixers that I look at, aren't they all white guys? Aren't they all billionaires or close to billionaires? One guy is even on the Shark Tank occasionally. More than these are fat cat white guys extraordinaire. They're going against a minority group. Yeah, but this minority group is not minority. Why the progressives ought to just say it. Stop with the white adjacent. Just say you'll never be a minority group. You're too successful. We don't think there are enough of you here. So you're not going to qualify as it. If you were a minority group, this probably wouldn't happen. Now, I'm not saying they don't have a point of the economics of this potentially, and all that's going on there and all that. And I just saw a report this morning that fewer than 40% of people that say they're Sixers fans would go to the game there by public transit. Now you could argue, well, 8 or 9 years from now, that'll change. We'll see. He's coming up at 1:30. All right, today, though, Friday the 13th. So what we are looking for, Henry and I got on this after the show yesterday, we're looking for, and it's all in the call, that all-time superstition, but extra credit to a sports superstition. Say the Eagles playing the Steelers, big game this Sunday. What is it that is a superstition or a ritual? Because a ritual can kind of get into a superstition. I told Henry yesterday, mine was, particularly basketball, I am guarding Steph Curry when we get toward the end of the game. And I'm trying to influence the movement of whatever Sixer would be guarding him to do exactly how I would play him.
Through the TV, right?
Through the TV. Yeah. Yes, I'm not letting him shoot and beat me from the outside. He can drive the ball to the basket fairly well, but that's what he's going to do. And I have 6 fouls on top of it. So let's see what he wants to do. But he's not going to beat me from the outside. I don't care what I have to do.
You're just face-to-face with the screen here. I like the visual.
Pretty
down
close.
The defensive stance.
I'm in a crouch, and I flop at times if I really get annoyed with the call.
You have the hand up and everything. You can't have the hand down,
exactly,
man down.
Exactly, yes. The cursing is beyond belief in moments. That's another ritual. So, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I'll do one that I've been trying to get over for years, and that's wearing an Eagles jersey or any sort of Eagles paraphernalia during an Eagles game. I felt for years that if I wore a jersey, it started when I got a Nnamdi Asamoah jersey.
Oh my
God. And because he was such a complete bust,
right,
and they stunk, I thought, oh my gosh, it's my fault. It's my fault that they're losing.
Yes.
So for years, I've been trying to overcome this phobia that every time I wear a jersey or anything, they will lose.
You're going to wear it on Sunday?
Yeah, I'll wear one on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right, I'm marking that down.
How many jerseys do you have?
2.
Oh, that's it.
Josh Sweat and Devontae Smith.
Wow, okay. I expected like 40.
Those are curious choices. No. Josh Sweat jersey?
Josh Sweat's my favorite player.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The old George Costanza. He's aiming for 19, so he doesn't have to watch it the entire season.
No, I have the 84.
Okay.
I don't have that I don't like his. I don't like how he switched to 19. I got 84.
I was saying that you're 19 jerseys, so you can go.
Oh no! Okay. I thought you were talking about Josh Sweat's number.
And Dan, what's yours?
So Dom, can we also do? I'm not doing one, but I'm just wondering. Famous superstitions of people. What was it? Piazza that had the weird one with the. Was it Manthong that he'd wear for every game or something like that?
Oh, no, that was Giambi.
Giambi.
No, the superstition is this, that if you're in a hitting streak or if you're breaking out of a hitting streak slump, you wear this thong. I think it was a gold thong. Once you get out of it, then you got to continue wearing the thong because now you're hot.
It's a weird superstition. So we will take those as answers, not necessarily ones that you particularly believe
in.
But,
right, exactly. Somebody like that, that's a great insight.
I'm going to stick with the theme, though, of ones I believe in. One that I strictly live by is the broken mirror theory, that if a mirror is broken, it's bad luck to come for 7 years. I am super sketch about that.
Thank you, Maisie.
I have broken multiple mirrors in the last, decade. I got some years to go.
Okay. And then an old Polish tradition, Dom, there's the old superstition that money actually has legs. So if you put your wallet or a bag with money on the ground, there is the potential for the money to jump out and run away. So
that's
we Polish people don't put our bags.
Wow.
Well, we put our bags on the ground. I never put my wallet on the ground, though, in case that the money, you know, jumps out and runs away.
That is unbelievable. I didn't, of course, talk about the Molochs. with Italians, we got all that. But just one point back to the basketball. I don't want to talk sports here. I want to get going. But if you're a good shooter, like Steph Curry triggered this. You miss seven in a row, shoot the eighth. Why? You're a good shooter. You're due. If you hit seven in a row, shoot the eighth. Why? You're a good shooter. You're hot. I always tell people that. Shoot the ball.
Yeah, you got to have a short-term memory. You got to forget the misses.
Right. No.
Only the makes.
Are you a guy that has to, before you get off the court, make one more?
Yes.
That was going to be
mine today.
Exactly. Yeah.
I went with the Eagles last second, but yeah, I got to make the last shot before I leave the court.
Or else I'm going to lose my powers. That is very good. All right, so it's 855. It might be some golfing superstitions, too. It might be like Dan's. It might be an ethnic superstition. By the way, a little update to the moment here, at least as I have it. I didn't refresh, but... Scott of Mount Laurel is pulling away in that contest. He's up against the biggie, too. Bruce in the Northeast. I have him 62.8 to 37.2. But I think that's a little while ago. I didn't read
it. I think it is wrapped. So let me get the final here. Yes. No, 35 minutes left. I guess I had it ending during the show. I apologize
for
that. So 1250 is when this vote ends. So get to at Dom Show 1210 right now. We'll have our next matchup coming up at 1 p.m. But Dom, Scott and Mount Laurel taking on Bruce in Northeast. You just said that. Scott and Mount Laurel, 62.8%. As you stated, 37.2% is indeed the accurate number. Scott's leading Bruce, surprisingly.
Wow, Scott.
In my opinion, surprisingly.
It's very surprising.
Because I love Scott as a caller, but Bruce has such a recognizable, voice that I think more might recognize his name just because, Scott's a great content caller, but Bruce has that recognizable,
I thought this would be way closer.
So Bruce ought to call in. I did think it was going to be really close, too.
Bruce,
call in. It won't hurt you. Who knows what will happen here in the 11th hour. Of course, the finalists will be next week, at least we think. There's a lot of matches here. All right, here's how you jump on board. 855-839-1210, AT&T. And Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Coming up, who is J.D. Vance bringing to the Army-Navy game on tomorrow, on Saturday? And a question, will this person get applauded when announced? Which I think that, well, first of all, will they be announced? They should be. I think that Trump and Vance will be having this person in the middle between them. And will there be applause when people see who it is? 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Side question today. Of course, Friday the 13th. Hit us with that superstition. Hit us with that ritual. Could be sports related. That certainly would be good. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Here is Senator Chris Coons from Delaware, cut 11. He thinks, and this guy's a religious guy, too. He thinks Biden should be considering even more pardons.
I think the president's got to weigh a lot of different factors. How seriously he believes Kash Patel, the nominee to be FBI director, and the other nominees to lead the Trump administration's law enforcement agencies, how seriously they are determined to go after their enemies list, and whether or not some of those who are on that list and who are reasonably foreseeably going to be investigated want a pardon. if they talk through this issue and decide that there's no one who is seeking a pardon, that will lead them down one path. If there's others who are petitioning urgently for some relief, I think you should seriously consider it.
Yeah, let's just continue to do this farce, all right? I'm surprised there are not more calls. This is a bipartisan thing. Too many pardons, too much nonsense going on here, particularly with this judge. And some of it seemed to be triggered in some of the stuff in the White House. Well, these were the people that were left out on COVID. I'm giving you a glaring example. Shouldn't Bill Cosby be pardoned? What's the good of keeping this guy in jail, right? You know what? You know you can't do that. We remember during COVID, Cosby had to stay in jail when others were let out to go on homebound because we didn't want too many people together. We talked about that then. Not that Cosby's a shining example of anything. By the way, the stripper in the Duke lacrosse game, and I didn't go back and look it up. Could it have been 1996 that we were talking about it? I remember living through that. Whole era of this Duke lacrosse case, how every day for months there was something out there about it. And look, these guys and some of the things they were engaged in, you know, not exactly what you want to be seeing, but clearly, well, the woman who was a stripper is in jail for murder. She's admitted yesterday that there was no credibility to this. It was made up. There was nothing. Nobody raped her. There wasn't anything of that regard. Okay. And I remember at Duke, and I remember how many of these phonies, Coach K, a guy who recruited, shall we say, suspect ballplayers also, came into his own condemning the Duke lacrosse players. I remember the prosecutor lost his job as prosecutor because of the phoniness of the prosecution. And I think a lot of people might say the Duke lacrosse case was a turning point when more and more people adamantly went after the institutions, be it the media, be it places like Duke, be it just any number of things, who just rushed to judgment. They were going to go after these guys. They didn't like them. They were all white, lacrosse. They represented, in their mind, that word privilege. And it's on my mind because we see, again, that it is surfacing in the WNBA, and people are saying that Caitlin Clark I'm looking at a piece today. She's bent her knee to the politically correct, the woke stuff, and she's going to find that's not going to stop it. In other words, you can't dabble in this and say, yes, I have privilege. That's not enough. It has to go on and on and on and on again. There still will be resentment. You know, it momentarily might get the mob off you to say that. That's exactly what they want. But the demand never goes away. And Megyn Kelly has been particularly on this with Caitlin Clark. All right. Yes. Thank you, Dan. And I was going to go to this next. This woman, Carrie Champion, is obviously, I could put in just like a cardboard person sitting in that chair and play AI. She's put on CNN to be dumb and provocative at the same time to just joust with Scott Jennings, who's flicking all these people away. So here's last night, Scott Jennings, Carrie Champion, and Jennings making the point that a lot of people are making now. I don't know. I still like Caitlin Clark. I like her game. I like her. She's still fine as a person. But it's like, come on. This is a sellout. When you go down the privilege thing to get people off you, that emboldens them to see, it does exist. That white privilege is a thing. Meaning that anybody white, no matter how low their station socioeconomically or whatever, they have privilege. That's exactly what they're talking about here. That's what the meaning is. That's what she's copping to here. All right, here's Scott Jennings cooking last night on CNN.
Sorry, I just lost my tab.
Okay.
Here it is right here.
Why is she being bullied?
Why is that wrong?
Why is she being bullied for acknowledging something that's smart, truth, and factual?
She's referring to the white privilege comments.
Yes.
Conservatives allegedly bullying her for it.
Yeah.
Well, a couple things. Number one, whether you're an athlete or anyone else, if I hear you use the phrase my truth, I immediately then discount everything else you say, because there isn't my truth or your truth.
Great point.
There's just the truth. And when you start using phrases like that, it tells me that
that's not true.
Your brain has been captured by something that I don't really respect.
Or that's not true.
Number two.
That's not true.
Number two, the attention the league got this year was amazing, and it was all because of her. She is an amazing player. The arenas were full when she played in them. The TV ratings were up when she was on television. That's undeniable. But, the league still lost like $40 million this
year.
And it's never made money. And to me, when you're talking about having respecting people who built something, what did they build? A league that loses money every year? She has the capacity.
What do you mean, what did they build?
What kind of a business did they build?
The reason why it's still up and still running, whether it's losing money or not, is because of these black women who are in.
What?
And so,
No, Scott, stop it.
I was in Dickie's Arena.
Who pays for it?
I was in Dickie's Arena.
Let me just tell you.
It says.
The NBA pays for this. That's why it's still up. They do it as part of their checking a box. People don't want to see it. Now, I love basketball, so I'm going to watch it. And I think if you really love basketball, you might see the women's game as something that a lot of males were able to do in high school, where you can't do what NBA players are doing. They're doing stuff that's just beyond belief. So you can identify with the women's game a little bit more. But not enough people do. Even with Caitlin Clark and the surge, they're losing huge amounts of money. People don't want to watch it by and large. That's the point Scott Jennings was making. But what he said in the beginning, talking about my truth, as soon as you say that, look, there are some things where it's a judgment call and one person sees it differently than the other. But going around saying my truth is ridiculous. All right, Scott's call here.
Gary is what I meant.
Oh, Gary. Oh, yeah, Gary's. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, we'll go to Gary here in a moment. Gary of Newtown. Well, let me go to him right now. He's at Mulligan's. He really is at Mulligan's. Hey, Gary, how are things
blah,
at Mulligan's?
Blah, blah, blah. Gary! Okay.
Someone's angry, huh?
Another shot down here.
Well, nice of you. So now you're drowning your sorrows. You are not just Mr. Gracious.
Gail from Exton.
All right. So what Gary's talking about here is we have our Dom Time 2024 Caller of the Year contest.
Yes.
And we just had our first round matchup wrap up yesterday. Our wrap up yesterday between Gary in Newtown and Robert in Ben Salem. And regrettably, Gary fell to Robert in Ben Salem. But if you're just tuning in, Gary and Robert met for breakfast the other day. And they're kind of throwing somewhat of an endorsement towards Joe of Exton. So that's why you hear a drunken Gary now drowning his sorrows, re-endorsing Joe of Exton as he was regrettably defeated by Robert and Ben Salem.
Well, very nice of you.
We love you, Joe! We love you, Joe!
And who's your what's your answer to the side question today, Drunken Gary?
Can I ask one request, please? Can we have a loser's bracket so maybe I can win that?
Oh, my. Yeah, it's the NIT of the Caller of the Year. Okay.
No.
Say hi to Johnny Z for us.
Yeah. Or double elimination.
All right, so it's the what do you do when somebody's kicking a field goal?
Well, if you remember the show Mork from Ork, Mork used to do the Vulcan symbol with his hands, and we do that as our family. We make two V's out of the Vulcan grip, and we go neek 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 at the television while they're trying to kick a field goal.
Very nice. I think that's probably pretty effective. All right.
Mork for their field goals, huh?
Now, that's a pretty – everybody has their own. That's a pretty unusual one, but absolutely. So 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, hit us with one of those. Man, Mulligan's got a lot of players, constant. How many months do we have till we're at Mulligan's? 855-839-1210. Jump on board. A little bit later, we're going to talk with Mark Squealer, the councilman involved with the arena thing. And we're also going to talk with the mayor. I think it's Mine Hill, New Jersey, Mayor Sam Morris. Man, these guys in Jersey really want to face Kirby. Can you imagine this guy just dismissing everything that's going on here?
This guy wants to talk too, Dom. I emailed him, and within 1 minute, the mayor got back to me saying, hey, perfect. Let's do two. By the way, go Birds!
Perfect. All right, we're looking forward to that. What is it? I give you my theory, and it's straight out of it. It's sort of the end of this administration, the arrogance, the lack of curiosity over this, and just dismissiveness. It's all what we've seen many times. Is that why they're not reacting to this? They just don't care. They don't care. The American people care. And then if you holler at them enough, what do? Rather than actually doing their job, they dismiss you. They mock you. They make up stuff. They spend more time making up stuff than just saying, here's what we're going to do to this. I haven't even heard Trump on this too much. I'm kind of surprised. I thought he'd be all over it. All right, who's coming with Trump and J.D. Vance to the Army-Navy game? Daniel Penny will be there with him. So will they announce Daniel Penny if he's standing there in the middle of the two of them when they, you know, go to the booth? And when people see who it is, he's unmistakable, the curly hair, the whole thing. Will he get cheered at the Army-Navy game? And then what will the media say? I mean, I'd love to get him here for an event. I know the powers that be might say, you know, the security that you would. True. I just saw this, and you can find it on Twitter, all over the place. The new head of Enron. He's got two no-neck guys as his security. He gets out of a vehicle really close to a building. He's turning the corner, and there's some idiot woman standing there with a meringue pie hiding behind the pillar a little bit. As he turns the corner, smashes it right in his face. Now, if she had been wanting to do even more harm, apparently she would have succeeded. Look, I don't know about Enron now. I'm not following it. But you have no right to assault people. I mean, you just got to get out of this mentality that you have any right, even with a pie in the face. They subdued her, and I haven't seen any more about it. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk Captain Chuck. He's Christmas and New Year's Day, counting down, busy as ever, need help? Well, this last month, we've been telling you with Captain Chuckies, they can help your coming and your going, your holiday table, and if you're going somewhere to a gathering, well, stock up at Captain Chuckies. They are known for their fantastic crab cakes, wild-caught shrimp, and great soups. But now Captain Chuckies is teaming up with some well-known family-owned businesses to offer some other great products. Captain Chuckies and Marciano's Bakery of Philadelphia have launched their newest invention. You got to try this. The Bang Bang Jumbo Lump, the Bang Bang Crab Cake, and Cheese Specialty Bread. Now, it's available exclusively for now at most Captain Chuckies locations. They also have, though, the Taste of Philly section in most stores that carry the following family-owned items: Stock's Pound Cakes, Marciano Specialty Breads, pierogies from the Brogy Kitchen of Roxboro, Chef Matt's Key Lime Pies, Derby's Philadelphia, Famous Clams Casino, and the Vera Pasta Company of Westchester. They produce Captain Chuckie's own line of pasta, including their three different raviolis, their own lobster, banging crab, and finally their shrimp scampi ravioli, and their own jarred blush sauce. Check out the website, local Captain Chuckies too. And don't forget me, the Dom Roll. You got to get the Dom Roll on your table. So there's a location near you. Just visit the website, welovecrabcakes.com. Welovecrabcakes.com. And if you're headed to the shore, don't forget Captain Chuckies is there too. Big presence at the shore. Visit CaptainChuckiesAtTheShore.com. All right, Dom time, 855-839-1210. You know, it's not a good idea to wait to the end of the show. You got a good one, Superstition Friday the 13th, Sports Superstition. Hit us with it. It gets crowded at the end, and some people we can't get on. All right, so we're talking about, among other things, the drones continuing, but also just the sheer arrogance, Joe Biden. In one day, the commutations, the pardons, and he's going to do a lot more. While at the same time, he cannot and will not function as a president in any other manner, including doing something about what we're seeing here. All right, Mike in Forked River, New Jersey is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, good afternoon.
Hey. Good afternoon to you. I'll tell you my story last night. So it's about 7:50 going on 8 o'clock, and I couldn't remember whether I locked my truck or not in the driveway. So I go out of the house. I check my truck. I look up in the sky, and the moon's out last night. Stars are out. It was a crystal clear sky. So as I'm turning around to go back in the house, I hear this, like, low humming sound. I look up, and there's a drone flying down my driveway about 100 and maybe 150 feet in the air, heading towards Route 9, heading north, going towards the ocean. And you could see it as clear as day. It's about 5 feet. Mm. It has about a 5-foot span to it. So that's about its footprint. Four blades, one at each corner. It had a red and a red and a green light blinking on it. And it was flying through the sky like it was driving down the road, smooth, not drifting, not going up, not going down, just straight.
So, Mike, am I to believe you or the Honorable Rear Admiral John Kirby?
Well, I know what I saw last night, and I know what a drone looks like, and I know what an airplane looks like. Because I have airplanes and helicopters flying over my property all the time. This was a drone.
So what do you want done? What do you want done, Mike, in Jersey? What do you want them to do?
I don't know what them guys can do. They're pretty much useless. They won't let us. They won't let us. They won't let us shoot them down. They're useless. I don't know what's going on.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks. That's a question that's still out there. And thank God you have people like Jeff and Drew who they came after him, you know, after the initial thing. Now we know that Iranian ship did leave its port. Now that we know it's out in the ocean with the drones. I told you the best that I've seen is this guy writing at the Blaze saying that Murphy does have the power. The helicopter could be up in these zones or several helicopters. They have long range fuel tanks. They could follow. And if they got near the ocean or an uninhabited area, relatively uninhabited, they can drop a cargo net over it. They can shoot it down then. Yeah, I don't believe these drones are spraying stuff on people. I think that's the contrails. That's what people are seeing. But this is what's going to continue to happen. The only thing is this. Look at how far this week we are into it. Is the rage intensifying? Or is the other side just looking you in the face and saying there's nothing you can do about it? Or are they winning? I'd say they're winning at this point. And the media getting tired of this, the story keeps on dropping down. I've not seen a story like this. I'm the anti-conspiracy guy. So I didn't get into this, you know, I got into this rather late on an intense basis. But once Van Drew was under fire with this, it became pretty obvious how big this is. And it's a narrative of where we are in America at this point. And again, I think Phil Murphy is the one you got to go after. I agree with this guy who's an expert. Murphy has power over this. He may not be able to shoot it down. But if he did, what would the repercussion be? What are they going to do if it's over uninhabited area particularly? What are they going to do to Murphy? Be a national hero, I think. All right, Laura Ingraham last night, I don't see this happening. If I were her advisor, I'd probably say don't do it because you've already tarred yourself the other way. Calling upon Laura Ingraham, calling upon Taylor Swift to offer to entertain at the inauguration. Now, that would be the biggest act you can get, inarguably, right? Taylor Swift, Eve, at this point, that's the biggest act. If she performed even one song at the inauguration, that would be a big deal, national unity. Now, she's already endorsed the other side, so she's gotten people mad on that side. If she does the inauguration, then that's playing with fire on the other side of this. So probably not a smart thing for her to do. But that would be a moment if Taylor Swift said, congratulations, Mr. President, to Trump. Oh, my God. I don't think it'll happen. I don't know who the biggest person at the inaugural will be, the biggest act they'll have. We'll see as that shapes it. Usually Republicans don't do so well in this. Pretty hard to get. And it won't be Scott Baio, hopefully, will be the biggest act if he does anything. All right. Lines are 855-839-1210. Jump on board 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Do we have a winner yet, Dan, or is that coming up here?
I think it ends in about 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay, so we'll tell
you. After the break.
Yeah, after the break, who won, and we'll give you the next match. We have Scott of Mount Laurel and Bruce of the Northeast, and we're starting to get kind of back maybe to the big four that we had last year, except for the Earl of Tech College.
All chalk. Yes. All chalk so far.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. That's the way people you hear them the most, I guess. That explains some of it. Hey, happy holidays to all. It's a perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health, from essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part, over a dozen health-boosting Rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. Do it today. All right, that's with Dom Giordano. Dom time, 855-839-1210. 130, Mark Squealer, the councilman of the district where this arena project, he had to sign off on it originally. He'll be here. And the mayor of Mine Hill, New Jersey, who is chomping at the bit to talk about the whole deal with Kirby yesterday. Amazing. Nothing to see here. But yeah, just stop all this stuff. Robert and Ben Salem, though, is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert. Yo, Robert.
Hi, Dom.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Hi, Dom. It's good to talk to you guys today. Before I get to the side question, there was a debate between Riley Gaines and Jamel Hill. I don't know if you guys caught that.
I did not see it. I'm glad Jamel Hill was willing to debate her. That's good.
Yeah, well, look it up, but I'll give you the money shot because it was hilarious. Times during the debate when Jamel Hill was saying, I'm tired of this and I'm tired of that. And at one point, Riley Gaines says, I think I know why you're tired. Being a longstanding race baiter must be exhausting, okay? And I thought that, okay, she won. That was a great, you should look it up. It was a very telling. Riley Gaines can hold her own with anybody, you know?
Yeah, it is shocking. She was going to go to dental school. Then suddenly, the Leah Thomas confrontation, and now she's someone, every time we have her on, Robert, you can hear the improvement. You can hear the personas even better.
Yep, refining. I see politics in her future.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
For the side question, I'm going to go basic, man. And it is the baseball players refusing to step on the chalk lines along the base paths. They jump over it. Sometimes they ballerina over it. You know, it's kind of funny and it's become a thing at this point. But I'm not really a thing about superstition. But I participated when I was playing baseball because I just didn't want to be the guy who ruined everything. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, that's one I would do, too. I'm not superstitious. I don't know. I don't like messing up the chalk where I played. I took Ro the other day. She wanted to see the street I grew up on. We were going by it. But we ended up going by Vare Recreation Center. And I was disappointed. The field looks kind of grassy. It used to be cinders. And when they put that chalk line down on cinders, you know, you didn't want to disturb the chalk line by smudging it a bit. Let's go to Frank in South Philly. Hey, Frank, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. How are we doing today?
Good, Frank.
Dan, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Dom, I'd like to hit on two topics. One is the 76ers situation, moving to the Asian neighborhood over there. And 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when he first was looking to move, I called the 76ers organization, never got no response on it. The place they should have turned around and tried to grab was the old Sunoco refinery grounds here. Right now, there is a big warehouse that's being built there.
Right.
And I believe the Amazon is going to be taking it over. That ground there, they could have negotiated a hell of a deal. and still be next to the Platte Bridge going to the airport or coming into South Philadelphia. Okay. That's one. They should have done that. I don't know if it's a final deal up here. It is.
It's been a final deal for 2 years, really. You know, since they wanted it. Yeah.
Well, they didn't want to take an average guy's advice as to where to move to. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was one topic. And as far as them drones, Dom, the drones here over there, the guy that you had, that we were talking about with the helicopters escorting the drones, that is a strong. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
Whether if it's the helicopters, if they could throw gas from one airplane to another, they could escort them drones, bring them down, shoot them down, whatever they got to turn around and do, and they'll find out who owns or what government or what person owns them drones, because they'll get somebody pedoed, if I may say that on radio.
Yeah, you can, Frank. Thank you, Frank. Have a great weekend. Yeah, this guy made the most sense to me that Murphy has the power to do that. Now, you know, I hear what he says. They didn't want to risk. The state police were hovering over one of them. Well, if there's no risk from it, what's the risk? Well, you know what the risk is. It could be anything. And isn't it, as we end the week on this, isn't it just annoying on a personal level that we just can't put this to bed? Greatest nation in the history of the world, and we have to play around with this. But that's what our government has become. All right, coming up, your calls. Hit us on the side question at 1:30. We're going to talk with Mark Squilla at 2 o'clock, the mayor of this town in Jersey, affected by this greatly, and they want something done. My response is going to be, they're telling you they're not going to do it. All right, big 1 o'clock hour coming up.
Now, before break, I just want to put it out there. Final results are in.
Okay.
Sky and Mount Laurel advances. Second round matchup between Bruce and the Northeast. Sky and Mount Laurel has been settled. A little comeback for Bruce there because it was in the 60s for Sky and Mount Laurel, but he ends with 56.9% of the vote. He advances now to the final four, and he'll be taking on Dom, Robert, and Ben Salem.
Oh, boy.
So in our final four, we'll have Robert Ben Salem versus Scott Mount Laurel. We're still figuring out the eight on the other side. So first off, we have Bill and Bucks versus Joe of Exton, Dom. So we'll have that up now. Bill of Bucks, Joe of Exton. Go vote now at Dom Show 1210 for your caller of the year.
And this goes until 3 o'clock.
This one goes until the end of the show, 3 o'clock.
All right. So we got Bill and you got Joe of Exton finally comes out of his sanctuary to have to deal with mere mortals here.
And a little bit of background for both these guys. Joe of Exton, we're all familiar with as a great side question caller, has his own theme music, really built a persona for himself, whereas Bill of Bucks through the entire election was a big Bucks County correspondent. We would call in with numbers from time to time. Well, regularly would call in with the numbers as we flipped the county, and has since remained as a very strong caller to the point, Dom, that far and away, even more than Earl of Tacony, who took his name out of the competition this year after winning last year, he has like almost double the amount of calls of Earl in the past year. It's a lot of calls from Bill and Bucks. So based on the numbers alone, Bill is the most frequent caller versus, again, you have there Joe of Exton, a very character-driven caller.
Exactly. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Go to at Dom Show 1210. You can vote there, and we'll have a winner by the end of the 3 o'clock hour today, 2 o'clock hour. And next week, we'll have the grand finale where the voting is really intense. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.